Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and today we're in Maseches Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, since the halacha was not stated with regard to the latest time to daven mincha, one may follow the opinion of the Rabbanan and daven mincha until Shkia, or one may follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the latest time to daven mincha is Pagam Mincha, which is 10 3/4 hours of the day, and then he can daven Mariv before Shkia, as it says in the Gemara, Da'avik Kamaravit, Da'avik Kamaravit. Now, according to many, one is not permitted to follow both opinions on the same day. Right? One may not daven mincha after Prague, like the Rabbanan, and then immediately daven Mariv before Shkia, like Rabbi Yehuda. So the first point has to do is, when is the latest time to daven mincha? Number two, one may not pass in front of one who is davening Shmona Esrei. As it says in the Gemara, Asur Lavor Kenegad HaMisbalin. In addition, one may not daven either alongside or behind his Rebbe, as it appears arrogant to do so, according to Rashi. So once again, when is the latest time to daven mincha? The Malkuchos Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. And secondly, one can't walk in front of someone davening Shmona Esrei. Number three, the Gemara relates that the Malkuchos between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Mariv is voluntary or obligatory, it's a Rishus or Chova, that led to the deposing Rabbi Gamliel as the Nasi and the election of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the new Nasi of the Sanhedrin. So once again, the 3 points are, the halacha wasn't stated regarding the latest time to daven mincha, so one can follow like the Rabban or like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds up until Pagam Mincha. Secondly, one should not pass in front of one who is davening Shmona Esrei, Asur Lavor Keneged HaMisbalim. And finally, the Gemara relates the Malkuchos between Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Mariv is voluntary or obligatory, whether it's Rishus or Chova, led the deposing Rabbi Gamliel and the election of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the new Nasi. All right, so now we get to our Siman. So the Siman of Chav Zayin is going to be a kazoo. What's a kazoo? It's this instrument that kids blow. It's got the shrill, piercing sound, and it's very annoying after 5 minutes. You'll regret having bought it for your child. Anyway, so here we go. The Siman for today. The little boy blew his annoying kazoo during the Mincha Minyan after Plug. Every time he saw someone pass in front of another davening Shmona Esrei, feeling so proud as he was about to daven Mariv with the new Nasi. So once again, in slow motion, the little boy blew his annoying kazoo. That means Ron Daf Chav Zayin. During the Mincha Minyan after Plag, that reminds us of the Malkuchos Rabban Rabbi Yehuda about whether one can daven Mincha after Plag. Every time he saw someone pass in front of another davening Shmona Esrei, he's reminded that one is not allowed to walk in front of someone davening Shmona Esrei or daven alongside or behind his Rebbe, as appears arrogant. As he felt so proud as he was about to daven Mariv with the new Nasi, that reminds us of why Rabbi Gamliel was deposed over the Malkuchos Rabbi Yeshua about Mariv when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the new Nasi. So once again, the little boy blew his annoying kazoo during the Mincha Minyan after Plag every time he saw someone pass in front of another davening Shmona Esrei, feeling so proud as he was about to daven Mariv with the new Nasi. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back Chazor, beginning on Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simra Chaf Gimel is a keg. So our Simon is a man running to the bathroom before davening Shmona Esrei. So that reminds us that one who feels the need to relieve himself and cannot restrain himself for 72 minutes, which is the time it takes to walk a parser, should not begin Shmona Esrei. To do otherwise would be making his tefillah a toeva, an abomination. So we have a man running to the bathroom before davening Shmona Esrei. He puts his tefillin in his new tefillin bag. So that reminds us that it's forbidden to store anything other than tefillin in a bag that's set aside for tefillin. And it's malchokas whether the bag becomes forbidden as soon as it is set aside, which would mean hazman and milsehi, or only after it's been used, which is hazman olav milsehi. And he's put it on a keg that was 4 amas away from the outhouse. That reminds us that one must remove his tefillin at least 4 amas away from an established bathroom before entering. But if the place had never been used as a bathroom, he can take his tefillin off there and relieve himself, but he must move at least 4 amas away before putting them back on. Then we get to Chav Dalet. The symbol for Chav Dalet is a pitcher, a kud. So you have a married couple lay in bed with an empty pitcher, so that reminds us of Chav Dalet, Daf Chav Dalet, and used as a shetel stand, that's the sugi of erva, what is considered erva of a woman, placed between them, and the husband yawns while the wife says Shema. So we have the husband yawning, reminding us of all the inappropriate things to do during tefillah, like davening out loud, belching, yawning, sneezing, and spitting, while the wife says Shema. That reminds us of the opening sugya of a husband and wife reciting Kriya Shema in bed. They're allowed to as long as they're turned away from each other and face in opposite directions. And then we get to Daf Chaf Hei. The Siman for Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary, 25 years of marriage. So here's the Siman. The surprise silver anniversary party, reminding us of Daf Chaf Hei. So the surprise silver anniversary party the husband threw for his wife was a disaster. When the party room he entered was less than 4 amos away from a barn that was full of foul-smelling substances. That reminds us that there's a malchokas regarding how far one must be from a foul odor that emanates from a substance, a reich rashi yeshul ikar, to recite kriyishma. Rav Huna holds the person must be 4 amos away from the actual substance. Rav Chisda holds the person must be 4 amos away from the spot where the odor stops. So from away from a barn that was full of foul-smelling substances, people sleeping on mats. So we learn that while it's forbidden to say kriyishma if there's an odor without a substance, a reich rashi ein lo ikar, Rav Shesh has ruled that it is permitted to learn if the smell is coming from another person, and he learned it from the fact that people learned in a place where people dozed on mats, where typically they might emit a foul odor. And finally, in that barn was chamber pots, so we learned it's forbidden to recite kriyishma opposite a clay chamber pot, a grav shalreya, used for excrement or urine, even if there's nothing in it. Why? Since it's especially absorbent and makes the vessel repulsive. And then we get to Daf Chavav. The Simur Chavav is a military coup, Chavav. So our simon is soldiers wearing binoculars, and they're wearing binoculars. That reminds us that according to Rav Huna, when the Mishnah said that one must be 4 amos away from tsoa, from excrement, in order to recite kriyishma, it was referring to when it was behind the person. If it's in front of the person, then it's prohibited to recite kriyishma as long as it's one's field of vision, and that's the binoculars that the soldiers are wearing. So they burst into the shul. That's part of the military coup, so we're no one Daf Chavav. They burst into the shul, but they didn't notice the man in the corner davening a second Mariv. So we learned that after introducing the time periods of the various tefillahs in the Perek's opening Mishnah, the Gemara teaches that one may make up for missed tefillahs called Tashlumim as follows, right? If one missed Mincha, you can daven Mariv twice, even though it's in the same day. If one missed Mincha every Shabbos, you may daven the Shabbos Mariv twice, even though it's not the same Shmoneh Esrei. And if one missed Shabbos Mincha, you may daven the weekday Mariv twice, inserting Abdallah in the first Mariv. Why do they miss that guy davening a second Mariv? Because they were transfixed by the sukkah poster depicting the avos, and that reminds us of the Gemara that brings a malchukas whether davening 3 times a day originates with the avos, as it says, avos tiknum, or the anshei kenesa gedola, who instituted the tefillos to correspond to the daily tamid offerings, connected to meeting tiknum. So that's it for the review. And now we go to the pop quiz. Just a reminder that if you need more time to answer the questions, no worries, just press pause and then give your mind the time it takes to get the answer. That's the most important thing. It's not getting within the time, it's just getting the answer correct. All right, so here you go. 10 questions. First question, which daf discusses the sugi of erva? What's considered an erva of a woman? That's on daf Chaf Dalet. Good. Number two, where do we have the sugi of whether Shema is a deraisa or a derabanan? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number three, where do we learn that one should not recite kriyishma opposite empty chamber pots? That's on daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number four, where do we have the Malchokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua regarding Mariv, whether it's a reshus or chova, whether it's voluntary or it's obligatory? That's on daf Chav Zion. Good. Number five, where do we learn that one should not use a tefillin bag for other items to store in it? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number six, where do you have the sugi of whether two people can say Shema in the same bed? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Great. Number seven, where do we learn that one who disparages a Talmud Chacham, a deceased Talmud Chacham, I should say, falls to Gehenim? Snowfall but Gehenim, that is on daf Yutes. Great. Where do we learn about the importance of relieving oneself before Shemona Esrei? If one doesn't, and they couldn't wait 72 minutes, it would be considered a Toeva. The tefillah would be considered an abomination. That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number nine, where do we learn that one should not walk in front of someone davening Shemona Esrei? That's on daf Chav Zayin. And number 10, where do we learn that Divrei Torah are not Mekabel Tumah? They do not contract Tumah. That's on daf Chav Beis. Great, so that concludes our pop quiz. Just a reminder for those listening on all daf, if you want to get access to the deluxe suite of Zichur materials, that means the PDFs, the coaching videos, the weekly review sheets, and now the illustrations of the Simanim, you can either sign up at zichru.com or join our WhatsApp at 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.